Well, thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. It's a real honor to have Orion Samuelson help introduce the Alliance to Feed the Future. But I'm Dave Schmidt, President and CEO of the International Food Information Council here in Washington, and we are coordinating this alliance that we are very excited about. It's an alliance to really give some nucleus to the need to communicate more effectively the benefits of modern agriculture, because as everyone in this room knows, we have a lot of people who are criticizing modern agriculture, large-scale agriculture, a lot of what all of us do, and a lot of what is necessary to be done in order to feed the population that we're going to have on this planet in the year 2050 and beyond. So we felt a need to really connect some of the great efforts that are happening across the value chain, across the educational world. So we have formed the Alliance to Feed the Future to really represent the best of what's available in the academic world, among professional societies, and across industry and commodity groups in the U.S. So we're very pleased that we have a strong initial listing of 52. As I say, we are playing with a full deck of members of the Alliance. We have 52 members, and in fact, we got our 53rd sign up here at the reception today. But I'm hoping this is only a start. We envision at least 200 organizations joining together to share resources on an information portal that will be available on the website that was also just launched today. And that's at www.alliancetofeedthefuture.org. I just tested it myself just before coming over. It works very well. We've got links to all of the member groups, either the homepage or relevant resources available on that. I would like to interest those of you who have not yet joined or had a chance to become aware, and I'm going to ask a few of the staff here that are helping to coordinate the Alliance to raise your hand. So if any of you here at the reception would like to find out more, we also have a great resource table here with the list of current members, a press release that's just come out today, an information piece called Understanding Our Food that is our organization's attempt to get better messages across that consumers will understand, but also CAST and many of the commodity groups. The U.S. Farm and Ranch Alliance has great materials up here, so I would encourage all of you to make it up to the information table. I do want to recognize Lindsay Loving. Lindsay, who probably just raised her hand, Lindsay has done yeoman's work in helping to recruit participants, doing some of the background work on this, and Lindsay is our main contact that you can email at loving@ific.org for more information as well. Also, I'm very pleased and proud with the partnerships we have. Not everybody could be here, but I do know that we have some. And first, I'd like to recognize John Bonner of CAST. And, of course, John has done so much for Ag Day and agriculture in general. And he was one of our first founding members of the group. So, John, we're proud to have you with us. With the American Frozen Food Institute, is it Corey Henry is here as vice president with AFI to be with us. Also, Sharon Bomer of Biotechnology Industry Organization. Thank you, Sharon. Darren Kopic, Ag Retailers Association. Thanks, Darren. Let's see, Animal Ag Alliance. Kate Johnson-Smith was not able to make it. It's Sarah. Sarah Hubbard is here. Thank you. American Feed Industry Association is Rich Sellers. There he is. Rich, thank you very much for being here. How about CropLife? I know they had some big meetings. Barb Glenn is Barb. Anybody here from CropLife? One of the members. And our newest member, Frank Gasparini, National Council of Agricultural Employers. So, Frank, I don't know if you're in here somewhere. And again, we have university members, four that I'll mention quickly, just the tip of the iceberg: UC Davis, University of Illinois, Iowa State University, University of Massachusetts. Other professional societies include Institute of Food Technologists, American Society for Nutrition, and a great representation of the value chain beyond that. So with that, here's to a great launch. And I know now we have a real star of agriculture coming up in Chairman Lucas. So I will yield the podium back to Orion for that. Okay. So thank you all very much. Okay.